Nome has been experiencing a summer of urban muskox, where the uniquely shaggy Arctic mammals have made their home close to town, threatening dogs and occasionally people. Now the same thing has happened more than 100 miles west of Nome in the community of Wales. Helena Oxerock was using a four-wheeler to haul water with her boyfriend on Saturday, August 16th, when she noticed a shaggy muskox bull come from behind her house. Despite neighbors and family members yelling and revving their four-wheelers to scare the animal off, she said the bull ignored them until it noticed her dog, Sam.
And then it started chasing my dog around his house maybe six times. So when my dog had to run away from it. And at one point it got to where my dog was being pushed, but not really hurt, pushed by the muskox's head. And I'm glad the chain didn't get caught on his horns. Otherwise, he would have been in big trouble.
Oxerock says her brother Randy went inside, grabbed his rifle, and shot several warning shots in the air, but the muskox was unfazed.
It didn't even budge. It just looked at my brother like nothing happened. Then it started chasing my dog Sam again.
That's when Oxerock's brother shot the animal, first in the shoulder, but later in the neck and head. Oxerock says her brother called the Alaska State Troopers to report the kill. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Assistant Area Biologist Letty Hughes confirmed the clean defense of life and property take on Friday. Oxerock says in keeping with the requirements of DLP wildlife takes, she and her family immediately butchered the animal and shared the meat with friends in the community. The bull was the second muskox death in Wales in as many weeks. Fish and Game's Hughes says the department investigated a dead muskox a few miles outside of the community last week, but determined the animal had died after being gored by another muskox.